We report on the broad reach of a government effort set up by Elon Musk.
The ad hoc Department of Government Efficiency keeps finding new parts of the federal government to try to shrink. A new analysis by NPR found at least 40 agencies and groups that DOGE has tried to cut in recent weeks.
NPR's Stephen Fowler is covering all of this and is on the line. Hi there, Stephen.
Good morning.
So who's getting a knock on the door here?
Well, the knock is often an email from one of a few DOGE staffers based in the General Services Administration. They're seeking to learn more about operations and to embed a team within the organization. Now, some of them have already been effectively dismantled by DOGE, like the Millennium Challenge Corporation. Some of them have been targeted for elimination by the president in his proposal for next year's budget, like AmeriCorps. The outreach has been to this constellation of commissions, boards, and entities that are all small and independent.
Well, how have some of these dozens of entities responded?
After the email, in many of these places, DOGE has moved quickly. At the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, for example, in less than 1 week, an email led to a video call, led to an in-person meeting, and now a DOGE team is being onboarded. On April 17th alone, DOGE staffers scheduled meetings with officials from the Truman Scholarship Foundation, the Denali Commission, the Office of Navajo and Hopi Indian Relocation, and the U.S. Access Board. And that's according to two sources not authorized to speak about DOGE's operations.
I guess we should mention different laws apply to different organizations, which themselves are organized differently. Could they just say no thanks to DOGE's requests?
Some of them already have, because these DOGE folks have also tried to reach out to organizations that aren't government agencies at all, like the private nonprofit Vera Institute of Justice, the Independent Nonprofit Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Government Accountability Office, which is part of the legislative branch. And they are also outside of DOGE's purview, so they rejected that request from DOGE last week.
How legal is any of this?
Well, there are more than a dozen lawsuits that have been filed related to DOGE efforts at these small organizations that say it's not legal. By and large, these are places that have been created by Congress, many of them nonprofits, and nearly all of them do have their funding and functions spelled out by law, in some of those cases explicitly limiting the president's power to interact with them. That means President Trump can't always go in and fire people and make changes on his own. In the last week, a judge ordered a halt to DOGE-related shutdowns at the Institute of Museum and Library Services, the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, and the Minority Business Development Agency. And this week, a different federal judge found DOGE's takeover of the U.S. Institute of Peace was illegal.
Stephen, what does all of this add to your understanding of what DOGE is doing?
Well, President Trump has a very clear mission of what a government remade in his image looks like. It's smaller, there's less bureaucracy, and those people and institutions who are left answer directly to him and his viewpoints. But that's not always what the law allows, and the DOGE MO of act first, ask questions later has led to plenty of conflicts the last few months and setbacks in achieving that goal. Also, for all of the hype about Elon Musk and his role in stepping back from DOGE, the small agency outreach we've seen just illustrates where the real DOGE work is being carried out and that it's still ongoing.
NPR's Stephen Fowler, who reported this story with our colleague Shannon Bond. Thanks so much.
Thank you.